supposed to be like this. And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life. We're inside the Orlando, right?
We're inside the International Builder Show, and I'm sitting here with my husband, Mark.
I'm sitting here with my wife, Teresa.
And we're actually sitting on fancy stools, too.
That are made of Corian.
In the DuPont booth.
And we are joined by...
Yes.
I got to get her card. I lost it. Diane somebody? Some show.
From an extreme show.
It's extreme. She's extremely cool. We've
she's
talking.
Extremely cool, and she's on. She's behind the scenes, and I think she's the mastermind. I'm going to call her the mastermind behind Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Diane, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Wow, what an introduction.
I know.
That's good. You get your name forgotten.
And we gave you a title bump.
And you get a title bump.
Yeah.
Her energy.
I hope that comes with a check when you go back to, you know.
I'm going to send this to my bosses and say, yep, I did invent it all.
Now, Diane, what's your deal? What do you do on Extreme Makeover Home Edition?
You know, I love design television, and I worked for HGTV for years and years and years on a show called Designing for the Sexes with Michael Payne, husbands and wives like Mark and Teresa, who would maybe have a disagreement or two about rebuilding a room in the house.
We never disagree.
We would spend 6 months deciding on colors and... fighting over kitchen tile, and you know it was Louis the 14th and Hawaii 5-0, and how do you blend those two?
How do you blend those two?
He gets something, she gets something, and you tell them not to fight privately because in the end it's more about their marriage than about what color's on the wall, right?
Yes, it really is.
Compromise, like all marital issues, right, Mark?
Mark says yes a lot because of that.
Yeah, right, exactly, yes. Exactly.
If you walk by, you will see that Mark is in black. And our lovely Teresa is in red. And that's probably their personality right there. But anyway, point being, you know, I would, as a producer, get really bored waiting for paint to dry for 6 months while we did a kitchen or 4 months on a, you know, a little living room or 10 months on the backyard.
Right.
And so when I heard that the crazy people from ABC were going to build a house in a week, I sort of laughed. And I said, oh, that'll never work.
Nice.
And then I heard about this pilot. That it wasn't about building a house. It was about really repairing the lives of a family who had been suffering because their little six-year-old daughter had been diagnosed with cancer, and every dime they had went to pay for her medical bills, and that's why the house fell apart. And I cried, and I said, I want to work on that show. And I stalked the producer. I sent him my resume, and I called him every day until he made the mistake of picking up the phone.
Oh.
And I said, you want me to work for you because I know how to design rooms. I know how to produce it. I can write it. And I gave him the elevator pitch, and they hired me for the second episode. So I came on board 7 years ago. They said, maybe you'll have 5 shows, and then it'll get canceled because that's what happens on network television.
Sure.
I've worked on almost 200.
Oh, my goodness.
It's kind of cool.
Wow.
You're amazing.
You are amazing.
Oh, stop.
Now, are you still serious?
I kind of want you. Yeah. I want her to come to our lives and produce our lives. You know what I mean? Like, to get us in shape and, you know, get us motivated to, like, fix our house up even faster.
Sure. That's what I need, more speed in my life.
You need more speed. Motivation. Happy motivation.
Happy motivation.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, but we could not build a house for you guys. We build homes for deserving families.
Yes, that's right.
No, just you personally. Just you. Just
personally.
To stop by and motivate us.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, for you.
So when you get a vacation, which is probably never from the show.
Never.
Yeah.
When was your last little bit of time off from Extreme
Makeover? Well, if you really want to know, for the last 7 years, we've been going nonstop. I only stopped to have a little baby. He's 13 months old.
Aww.
And I scheduled him between season 6 and season 7. I got pregnant at Christmas time. I had him, and then boom, back to work as soon as I could.
Just like a producer.
Yes.
You scheduled your baby.
Yes, his name is Lincoln. I'm giving him a shout out. I love you, Lincoln. I really miss him. Yeah.
Now, what part of the country is Lincoln in now?
California.
Right on.
Yeah.
And is that your home?
It is. Born and raised. There aren't a lot of us there, you know, that are born and raised. Most Hollywood folks come in and then they won't leave.
Right.
And so the natives are really great. Like, if you actually came to visit me, you'd think, like, this isn't California. I live 10 minutes away from my mom and my mother-in-law, and my mom is my nanny. And
nice.
I met my husband when I was 3, and he was 8. He was my brother's best friend growing up, and I'm telling you my whole life story.
That is so
sweet.
But
I always had a crush on him, and then we didn't see each other for 11 years, and we got fixed up at my sister's wedding, and we couldn't stop talking, and we've been married ever since.
That is the sweetest thing in the world. So your mom is with your son right now. That is so good. Do you get to, like, Skype or anything with him and see him?
She has sent me pictures every day.
Oh.
She's not quite set up on the Skype yet.
Yeah.
But we're working on that.
Yeah, I got my mom set up on the Skype because we have a 2-year-old.
Aww.
And she's with him right now, and it really does help.
Play date.
Yeah. He doesn't stand still very long.
If, one, if you were ever home. Two, if you were neighbors. We'd hang out with you.
Right? We'd want to hang out. We'd stalk you every day until you picked up your phone.
And I made the mistake of doing that.
I'd
be an elevator pitch. I'd be out there mowing your lawn. Oh, hey, hi. My son's right here on my back.
I love it.
Yeah.
But my son, you know, grew up going from construction site to construction site in the womb. And so I figure he's going to be ready with that hammer to start building for Extreme Makeover in about a year, right?
No. So how do you do that pregnant, too? How do you produce this kind of show pregnant?
Well, I will tell you, you put your feet up and you tell other people what to do. Nicely, with a smile on your face.
Okay.
Now, you're behind the scenes, behind the camera, as it were. You are just absolutely rippling with charisma. You're very, very pretty. You got the voice going. You got the whole thing. And I don't want to ask why you're not on camera, but I guess I should say, from my standpoint, you should be if that was – you could be if that was something that would make you happy.
We'd watch you.
We would watch you.
They are auditioning talent right across from us. We're in the theme center. Little plug here, 5271 Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Come meet Tracy Hudson, Ed Sanders tomorrow. But they're auditioning DIY, actually, and HGTV. So I probably shouldn't be telling people this because maybe I should save it for myself. But, you know, I've been watching. I've been walking people over. Like, there was one, oh, my gosh, it's a mom and her son, and they work together. Wouldn't you watch a television, a mom and a son, as your designers? Wouldn't you watch that show?
I would be curious. I would be very curious about what that kind of relationship is like.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. You
What's
know, I never really did it. I never really went in front of the camera. I always loved producing. I loved being the orchestrator. And, you know, what is a producer, right? What is a producer? You, like, sit with an idea and you try to figure out how you can turn it into a television show. That's all that we do. So with Extreme Makeover, for example, my job the first year was to do a little bit of everything. I would run around with the cameras and I would tell them what to shoot and I would interview the talent and I would sometimes make them cry a little bit.
You're the
person,
one who makes them cry.
Are you that person behind the camera when Ty or Ed or whatever?
I will take credit.
She's going to make us cry.
Our first Emmy-winning episode, The Varden Family in Oak Park, Michigan, where Ty cried for the first time. And it was because it was two deaf parents and a blind and autistic son and another son who translated between the two.
How's that even possible?
All they needed was a home that was open so they could actually talk to each other. So, you know, think about a typical family. Mom's in the kitchen making dinner. Dad's watching the football game. If you're deaf, how do you talk? So now they have this open floor plan, and mom's in the kitchen, and she's signing over to dad, and he's saying, stop it, I'm watching the game. And it's just, for us, Extreme Makeover has always been about what's best for the families. And as a producer, you get to sit down and be Santa Claus and say, all right, here's the family. What can we do to make their lives better? And that's what we do still, 200 episodes later.
200 episodes later.
You're part of a cultural phenomenon.
Well,
I mean,
so.
You really are.
Well, we had an opportunity to go out to the site here that's near Orlando and walk around and see everything. And on TV, you see it. And it looks like an amazing, amazing thing to be a part of.
Yeah.
But seeing it in person.
Yeah. And when you're looking at it inside the box or whatever, it's like, it's TV, so what's not really real?
Yes.
Then you go
oh, it's
out
real.
There, and there's 10 guys on the roof at 9 o'clock at night, and it's lit up like it's a spaceship.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's 5 drywallers in every room
yes.
running around on stilts. And that was one of the cleanest job sites
it
I've
was.
Ever been on.
Yes, we were just so impressed at how well organized it was, how clean it was, and the quality of work, too, up close. I mean, on TV, you might not be able to tell.
That drywall mud was dead flat.
It was. It was beautiful.
We looked. We checked. We know. I mean,
we checked.
We don't like being lied to.
I have to say, we checked.
We were all over that place.
Yes. I love it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, the first time I was inside the house, and again, I'm comparing my olden days on HGTV. When you have subs, it means like 2 guys at the house that work together. And we had 100 people in the house working together. That's when I knew that I was meant to work on
yeah.
this show. It was so much. It was like being in the middle of the Super Bowl, I felt. So I call it the Super Bowl of home building.
Because, it really is.
You know what it is? It's builders all across the country who do the build. It's not the TV show. It is a builder. And, you know, today I'm here. It's like a reunion, the band of the brothers, you know.
Yeah.
I've got my Mayberry Homes folks from Lansing, Michigan coming by. I've got Elite Homes from Louisville, Kentucky coming by. We've got our photographer from Savannah, Georgia is coming by because they all want to like come and say hi, and it's a little reunion. But that's what it is. It's, you know, it's all 50 states we've been to, and it's builders who build there, builders who know their community, who know how to bring people together, who can call their subs and trades and say, I am taking on Extreme Makeover Home Edition. I got a call from those crazy people in Hollywood and they want me to build a house, and guess what? I can't do it without you. So we take builders locally. We work with all the people they work with on a daily basis, and we bring them all together. And the plumbers, the electricians, they're all working at once. They're all working for, it's more than a client, it's a family who could never afford to do a house like this. They appreciate it more than words can say.
And so deserving, too. I mean, you have to check it out. You have to watch Extreme Makeover every Sunday night at 8, and we are going to have to take a break.
We'll see you with more, my Fix It Up Life.
All right.